I don't know, those of you who saw the title for tonight, when you can't cut, when can't you cut your nails? I'm sure you probably thought that I wasn't coming to speak about Shabbos, because that's a pretty obvious one. As they said, Gozes, obviously, he was talking about other times that aren't so known. So let's start with the time when you are supposed to, when you are supposed to cut your nails. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach in Hilchos Erev Shabbos says, "Mitzvah locha for Reish of Galech and Tzvanayim by Erev Shabbos." It's a mitzvah to shower yourself and to cut your nails in Erev Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. It comes from a kolboy that's the makor to cut your nails in Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings an interesting thing over here. Mishnah Berurah says, וביום חמישי מקפידים שלנטלן מפני שהציפניים יסחילים לחסוק לצמוח ביום שלישי לפלוחם. This is also quite famous that on Thursdays, a lot of people get mixed up whether it's Wednesday or Thursday, the question is asked time and time again. On Thursday you're not supposed to wash, you're not supposed to cut your nails because the nails grow, start growing again on the third day after you've cut them. Now, the question is, what's the problem with that? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. I mean, from the day you cut them, Thursday included, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So the question is, what exactly is the problem with that? So that actually, the Eliyahu Rabba brings, there's two pshatim in that. One pshat is, it's a bizoyin and covered Shabbos, because you're like showing that you've cut something and now it starts growing Shabbos. You should be doing on Erev Shabbos, L'chorin Shabbos, you should be cutting it just on time for Shabbos. Whereas the other pshat is a very interesting one, is that it looks like the fact that they're starting to go on Shabbos again looks like some sort of melacha you're doing on Shabbos, you're causing a melacha to be done on Shabbos, even though theoretically not really doing anything because you're cutting them on Thursday and it's not your fault that they grow, but it looks like some sort of melacha you're doing on Shabbos, a strach melacha b'Shabbos. So says Reb Vosner. He's just explaining the pshat in Eliyahu. Now, the nafkamina between the two reasons we'll see in the continuation. Now, accordingly, what would be the din on Wednesday? On Wednesday is when I'm allowed to cut the nails. So, there's an interesting machlokes. The Prima Godim says that the fact that that we say Thursday, culture came on Wednesday, and for sure, even before that, when should we be doing it only on Friday? Whereas, the Eretz Yisrui says, no, it's Dafka Thursday, that's Dafka on Wednesday, not, but before that, it's not a problem to do it. The obvious question is, what many people ask, is what about Wednesday night and what about Thursday night? So, once again, like everything else, having machlokes, the Gabi Wednesday night, Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds, one doesn't need to, one doesn't have to be makpid, that the whole party is only Thursday day. What about Thursday night? So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky once again says there's a bit of a raya that it's muta. And so says the Kosei Shulchan also that it's muta. But the Ishla Vami, the chapter says that one should be careful not to do it on Thursday. Thursday night.
Thursday night, but you got there on Friday.
Correct. However, the Ishla Vami still wants to say that it's mistaba that the night goes after the day. For some reason, I don't know why he says that. He says, by this thing, there are certain things that we do have night going after the day. But that's what the Peshat says, night goes after the day. Right? It should be more mistab, like 3 days. If we're talking about 3 days, it should really be more likely Wednesday night. But that's
Wednesday
how
night goes after the day, then the third day is not so Shabbos.
No. He's saying, the Peshat is saying that night going after the day. So he's saying it's going after Thursday, not the day going after the night.
So Thursday night is Thursday.
Yeah.
3 days after that, he wants to
show up. No. He's working with the day, saying Thursday night. He's not saying it's only Thursday night.
Whole Thursday night. Whole day. 24 hours.
Now, so that's one time, that's the main thing about, that's the day about Thursday. Now, what about if there's any other times that you're not supposed to? So Mr. Wu, a little later on, brings a very interesting observation, and says as follows. Yesh mekoymas she'in nagath meinitin supanayim boish chedesh. There are places that you do not cut your hair. Ve'inaitin supanayim boish chedesh. You do not cut your nails on Rosh Chodesh. So that's the first thing. On Rosh Chodesh, you don't cut your nails. That comes from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says not to cut your hair or nails on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah carries on, interestingly enough, and says here, "Afilu chal b'yom erev Shabbos Chodesh kichein tzir Rabbi Yehuda Chassid." Even if it is chal on erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh is an erev Shabbos, you should still not cut your nails because it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, even though you could argue and say, yeah, well, it's a Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So there is a lot of controversy about the all that potters Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Not a lot of them are known, even the ones that are known. Are you makpid? Are you makpid? There's a very, very big machlekes between the Achroinim when exactly the potters Rabbi Yehuda Chassid are said. Whether they were said only they were said by other people, they were even said by him, but they were only said to his immediate children, were they said to his grandchildren, were they said to everyone? Okay, so there's place to say that one doesn't have to be makpid if you're going to take on that it was only said to his children, let's say. The Maisa, there would be another reason over here maybe to still be makpid during Yehuda Chassid, the fact that Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Okay, why is Mishnah Berurah bringing Yehuda Chassid? He doesn't bring down, you're not supposed to polish your shoes on the day you go on a trip. But this he does bring down. So that would be a reason to be makpid. And Ibrahim Kanevsky also once wrote to me that yesh lizoya, one should be careful with the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid.
Which is what again? What he says?
Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is saying, first of all, Rosh Chodesh, not to cut your nails, and even if it falls on Erev Shabbos.
2 days.
Even though there's a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos, but still, one should. 2 days, actually, yes. There are those who want to say it's only the second day, not the first day. There are those who want to say that. The night of Rosh Chodesh as well, there's one to say that there's more of a mocking to be made, but yeah. Now, the question is, so let's take the case. We've just said like this. We've just said, on Thursday, you can't cut your nails. So what are we going to do when Friday's coming on Rosh Chodesh?
Cut it on Wednesday.
Okay, that's what you'll say. Now, there is a machlokes once again. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you should do it on Wednesday. Whereas, the Shari Teshuvah, the Shari Teshuvah in the seventh ration on Aleph brings down, and he says,
Tuesday.
This is what he says. He says, that for sure it's a mitzvah to cut your hair on Erev Shabbos and to cut your nails. However, if there is a necessity to cut on Thursday, for example, it's Erev Chag Shavuos, or Friday is Rosh Chodesh, V'noigim Issa, Yidav Acha, Ein Lochosh L'mashakosar Achoyim Shailashas B'yemei. He says one doesn't have to worry about what the Achoyim say not to do on Thursday, and one should do it on Thursday. That's what the Shari Teshuvah brings down from the Matzik Brach. Now, L'chayra, if we go back to what we said before, L'chayra, this will be the Nafka Minna between the two reasons why you can't do it on Thursday. Meaning, that if the reason why you can't do it on Thursday is because of Kavod Shabbos, because you should be doing this as close as possible to Shabbos, then the time L'chayra to do it is if you can't do it on Friday, so L'chayra should do it on Thursday. Whereas if the reason is because it looks like a malacha on Shabbos, so we'll say I'm doing it on Thursday. So you're doing the chayyim malacha on Shabbos, that we should do it on Wednesday. The chayyim, that would be
so enough for me. So if Shavuos is on Friday, you have to go back Tuesday.
Why?
Because you do malacha on Friday. It's malacha, right?
No. So we're saying it's on
Wednesday. You can't do it on Wednesday.
Why can't
you do it? According to that, if you've got Shavuos on Friday,
right.
You can't do it on Wednesday either, it's a third day.
You're saying it's because of the third day. Are you sure you also do that here? Yeah. So now there is another time. That was the second thing. Now the third thing is another thing that is also quite famous, but the applications aren't so famous. The Mishnah Berurah, straight after he speaks about not cutting nails on Thursday, he says as follows. He says, "Yesh akosvu shleilokot siponei adam raglayim b'yom echad." One should not cut fingernails and toenails on one day, on the same day. So now the question is as follows. So first of all, is the yosei v'shoish havoy b'sefer. The reason for that is this is his lashon. He says, "Ki huma oid kasha l'shikcha v'gam sakana." It's kasha l'shikcha and a sakana to cut your toenails and your fingernails on the same day. That's his yosei v'shoish havoy b'sefer. Now, so the question is so when are you supposed to work it out, according to what we said? So the Mishnah, interesting enough, carries on and says, "V'hanochin shiakutz min haraglayim b'yim chamishi u'min ha'adayim b'yim shishi." The correct thing is to cut your fingernails on Friday and your toenails on Thursday.
I'm going to Shabbos.
Turn on the ground of Shabbos. So once again, we come to the Nafkavina that we said. If the reason why you're not supposed to do it is because of Kabbalah, it's not Kabbalah Shabbos, you do it as close as possible to Shabbos. So Machzor Shekel says on that, he says, L'chora, you can see your fingernails, therefore there's a reason to be mapped more on your fingernails. Whereas your toenails, you can't see them, so it doesn't matter, it's not your Kabbalah Shabbos. Whereas, if your whole reason is because it's a melacha, it's different, it's a melacha, it's a melacha. So accordingly, you would, accordingly, when would you do it?
Wednesday.
So,
any other day?
Right, the only problem is. The only problem is.
Wednesday or Tuesday?
But the only problem is that the Mishnah Berurah tells us when you should do it. He says, do on Yom Chamishi. So he has to learn Thursday night. That's what he says. Now, it seems to be that in this din of cutting nails on the same day, there doesn't seem to be a potter night and day, meaning that night and day are two different things. We're not makpid if you do like Wednesday night, your toenails and Thursday, whichever way around you do it, we're not makpid that you do one on the night.
You could, in theory, do your fingernails on Thursday night, not the Shabbos, if you say it's not a problem because of growing Shabbos.
Right, and then when are you supposed to do your toenails?
I'm talking your fingernails. If you haven't done it, you could do it on Thursday or Thursday night.
You could do it on Thursday, correct.
Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what about. Right, so the truth is what you're saying is, the truth is what Chaim Kanievsky says, that what about doing your, he actually speaks about this case, about what happens if you want to do your fingernails on Wednesday night, and your toenails on Thursday night. So, as I say, it seems to be there's no kapid about it, and the chiddush is even in a case where you're doing the night of the following night, meaning you're doing Thursday night and Friday, even though it's the chiddush is saying the day goes after the thing, there's no nakpod. Now, how about the following case? What about if you... Is this nakpod said in every scenario? Meaning, what about if you cut one nail? You cut one nail. One nail's a bit long and you cut one nail. And then you remember, oh, my toenails haven't cut for 3 weeks. Can you do them on the same day?
Of course.
Pass it?
Yeah. You haven't cut the nails,
you've
cut your
main
finger, just
cutting
for that
nail. No, Shabbos,
it's
called
it. You shouldn't
cut them on the same day. Well, he says, because it's a collar. It's not clear. The truth is, whatever you're going to say, you're right, because there's actually three shittas in it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that one time he wrote that possibly you shouldn't cut both. Another time he wrote, no, even if you cut one, that's it, you can't do the other. And so in the middle of Dichas Yudosa says the same thing. The Kutzos HaShulchan is mistapik. So he's not sure. And the Yad Ephraim says it's only in a gay if you cut all your nails together. That's the other thing. Now, there is another time as well that one should be makpid not to cut the nail. One should, can't say one should be makpid not to. What about cutting nails on Motzei Shabbos?
Is it Motzei Shabbos?
So that's the only response I've seen, that Chaim Kanievsky wrote that Midine it's Muta. But there are those who are careful because of Kabbalah Shabbos. That's what I've seen on all Shabbos. Is there Nisa? There's no Nisa. It doesn't say before Shabbos there's Nisa. There's those who are covered because of Kabbalah Shabbos. Interestingly enough, there is actually a Shait Shuvah that brings down a very interesting thing about cutting Bechalal, being mapped to cut an Erev Shabbos. It's quite a famous Sefer Hasidim. The Shait Shuvah brings down, the Sefer Hasidim says, there was one chassid and his face was green. After that, we're talking about someone saw in his dream. A chassid who, after he died, he saw that this chassid, his face was green. So he asked him, why is your face green? Amalei, he said, I used to speak during my chulu. So he says, there's a lot of different yosois exactly whether it means during or we spoke, we didn't speak. It's right, could be between the Andrus Menester and Echonu. Over Bechas Magen Avos, and during Bechas Magen Avos he spoke. Over Yiskadl, and during Kaddish. Now this Shait Shuvah is actually brought down. Sorry, this Sefer Hasidim is actually brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Aleph. It's a non-hair thing when he speaks about Kaddish. And over here, interestingly enough, the Behetiv adds on the words V'loi Yisi Nizah Litel HaTzpenayim Be'ev Shabbos. And as well, the reason is because he was not makpid to cut his nails in Be'ev Shabbos. So before you see from here, the part of cutting nails in Be'ev Shabbos. Now, just finish up with an interesting thing, talking about nails is, so as we know, after you cut your nails, there is a din of washing your hands. Din of washing your hands. Now, it's an obvious thing that you know, when you cut all your nails, the fact you wash your hands. Question is, what about if you bite your nails? Does one have to wash your hands? Is the din natila even if you bite your nails?
No, certainly do. People don't.
Why should it make a difference?
Why should it make a difference?
It's just a habit.
So the truth is, it's not clear. There is a famous chaznish that says, someone asked the chaznish, it's brought down in a few places I think, that someone asked the chaznish, what's the din someone who bites one nail? Is he chayv v'netila? So the Chaznish says, no, you're not chayv v'netila. So I once asked from Chaim Kanievsky this question. Accordingly, what do you do in this situation where you bite your nails? Where you bite all your nails? And it was the longest shuvah I ever got of him, 22 words. And basically he wrote to me, it's a sofek. On this thing that the Chaznish said, what's pshat? In what he said. Is the Peshat because it was one nail? So it won't make a difference whether you cut one nail or you bite one nail. Or is it because it was only one nail? Sorry, did I say that? Is it because it was only one nail, so it doesn't make enough of a minute? Is it because you bit it, and therefore if you bite all of them, so you're not required to? Or is it because of both together? Suffolk.